Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode is on why you're attracting all the bad men. Welcome back. I hope you guys are good. From last week's episode, I had quite a few questions in the Q&A spot, and a lot of girls and a lot of my own friends actually have had long, lengthy discussions of confusion about why they keep dating and falling for the wrong types of guys. So the first thing is, like, I'm going to make this podcast very blunt and very, like, non-biased to women. So it's going to be a take on things that I personally have done and have worked, and things that you need to do as well in order to obviously attract, like, better quality people, just not even guys or dating partners and stuff, just even friends and stuff like that. It's just like, it really comes down to you, and I'm going to explain everything in the show. So this is like a really big thing. Like, a lot of people were like telling me when I broke off my long-term relationship, oh my God, you're going to die when you get out there into the dating pool. Like, it's terrible. And a lot of you are probably nodding your heads and thinking, oh my God, it's terrible. But what I've actually come to realize is, like, it hasn't changed at all since I was ever single for the tiny periods that I have been. Now, I think, like, one of the things that you really need to understand when it comes to any kind of relationship is that, and I'm not an expert, but it's just kind of common sense to me, you do not attract what you want. You attract what you are. It's literally in every aspect of life. And sometimes that's going to take a bit of time and growth to, like, I guess, meet what your ideal would be. Because in order to meet, like, something that you're aiming for, that may be really high standards, for example, you also have to be giving yourself, like, you need to be working on yourself and doing things for yourself that are at that standard as well. So I'm going to talk a little bit about self-accountability, because the reality of life is that the universe gives you what you really believe you're worth. And it's really easy to kind of, like, verbally say something, but to actually believe it with every fiber of your being is very, very different. And the only thing about relationships, it's like the only part of life that you can't really trick anyone. So your partner is a direct reflection of you and where you're at in life. And that's just how it is. Like, that literally is how it is. And yes, obviously, there are circumstances in which, like, people have abusive relationships and they are in really toxic cycles or in narcissistic relationships. But I personally am not an expert, so I can't talk about that. All I can talk about is healthy relationships, because that's all I've dealt with in my life. So obviously, if that's not your, if you want to learn about it, then sure, stay. But if you can't relate to everything I'm saying, then obviously, I would seek help professionally to try and understand what you should be seeking and where the steps that you should be going from where you're at now are to kind of get into a more healthy place with people, because people are amazing. Like, people are the absolute, like, they, like, relationships, connections, everything, they are what make your life better. I'm an introverted person, but without any of my connections, my teams, anything, I wouldn't have anything. Like, I would maybe have a few things, but, like, I definitely, it makes the life a hell of a lot easier when you have good relationships and good people around you. A lot easier. The flip side of that, though, is that if you have the wrong people around you and you're engaging with wrong, toxic, negative people, or people that go hot and cold, or inconsistent people, or people with bad behavior, or just people that treat you badly or aren't there for you or are not reliable, those people are going to send you into a loops of other internal issues and take you away from your highest self. So every single time I make a decision on whether or not I'm going to be leaving people into my life, I always think about it as a potential long-term thing, right? So I look at, like, the facts, and I don't think of anyone idealistically, which I'll explain why in a minute and what that means. So I always look at people for their actions and their behavior and their consistency levels. The reason I do this is because these are telltale signs of how this person shows up for other people and for themselves. There is no behavior that you can exhibit outwards that you are not that is not directly how you do things in your own life. So obviously, if you've got a very inconsistent, disrespectful person toward you, in a lot of ways, even if they try to hide it, they are very disrespectful to themselves in a number of different ways. Every single thing that you exhibit outwards is exactly what you, like, that you project out to others is exactly what you project onto yourself. So it's really, really important to become self-aware. And this is why I'm talking about accountability in this podcast and how to set certain standards and how to do some inner work. But that's the kind of core basis of like why it's really important to not choose the wrong men and not continue cycles and loops and be in things that are not positively impacting your life. Like a lot of people, they do things for a long time that are really detrimental to their health. And I will be the first person to admit that, like, I've never had an abusive partner. I've always had really good partners. I must give my partners that. They have never even called me a name before. And I credit them for that. They've been more masculine than people that try to pretend they're masculine in front of everyone else. But those are very masculine traits. They were protecting me, providing, everything like that was really spot on to the best that they could do in those times. But there's also a kind of like direct thing that correlates with these kinds of relationships, right? Every single female is going to want a partner that is protective and is consistent and is reliable. And the thing that is overlooked a lot of the time is when guys are starting to court you and they're like trying to get to meet up with you or to date you or to take you out or bring you overseas or just whatever, get your attention. It is extremely important to be yourself first and foremost. So don't play games. Like don't use random games because that's going to fucking kill a connection. So if you're a needy person, you need to be able to express this. And if you feel like you need to double text somebody, even if they're not like, if they've missed their message or something, you do that because that is who you are. And if that person is like, oh, that person's too needy, this is not your person. And you have to obviously either work on yourself and wait a little bit to get back into the dating pool. But one of the most important things is to be yourself and to exhibit the behaviors that are where you are now authentically. People are only going to really connect with you when you are your real self. Like there is no way that you can be a perfect person. And no matter what stage of your growth that you're in, if you're only starting self-awareness at the moment, then you may attract a partner that is also embarking on that journey. And it's really important to not hide any of those kind of flaws that you have, because you're going to end up suffering waiting for replies if you're an anxious person. If you're somebody that needs a lot of space and you're like me, and the other person on the other end is like constantly pestering, then, you know, obviously I'm going to have to explain to them that this is not going to work for me because I am not a texter. I'm not somebody that's going to be like back and forth all day. I'm probably going to go MIA for quite a few hours. And somebody needs to feel secure in themselves to be able to put up with me in that regard. It's not me being disrespectful. It's literally what I need from a partner because I am very much like a one task focused person. So if I'm preparing for a show or I've got other things going on, I have to have that time to think about what I'm doing. It's just how I am. So obviously I'm not going to be compatible with everyone. So when I exhibit these behaviors and people are starting to then play games back off them thinking it's a game, it basically means that they have not been taught how to show their words, for example. So in your normal natural behaviors that have absolutely no negative intentions behind it, you'll be able to uncover whether or not this can actually work and you can communicate with this person or you can't. Because the thing is, a lot of people are very reactive, and particularly when like guys start to catch feelings or they like you or they're like, like I do like her, but I'm maybe a bit insecure about certain things. It's really important that you start to learn whether or not they can use their words. Using your words is very, very important because the first thing that you need to understand when it comes to your dating is that people put up like these massive walls and use inauthentic language and texting styles. And if you like want colds and stuff, then you need to be able to express that to that person. If you're somebody that doesn't like colds, then you need to express that to that person without having a fear of losing them or putting them off or them finding someone else. It just needs to be as natural as it possibly can be. And I know a lot of the time, many people meet online, which makes it difficult, but it's not impossible because I've met people online and it's just weird. Like, the universe will still bring you toward the person if you're able to step into your authentic self, and you will find that connection very, very, very easily. It literally just happens as easy as if you were in person. And I know you're probably thinking that's not happened to me, but you need to now go back and actually ask yourself, what was your texting style? Were you being yourself? Were you saying things that you would normally say? If you're quite like a ditzy person, then you need to be able to like do that without worrying whether that person's going to judge you, because it's just going to showcase who you are. If you're like a very flirty person, then you need to be like that because that's going to showcase your personality. And these are little traits about yourself that you need to be able to openly express without fearing that, oh my God, this person's going to think something negatively of me. You need to be so confident in yourself before you start dating anyone by yourself that you don't mind that maybe you're attracted to someone, maybe you like certain things they do, but if they don't like certain things you do, it's not going to be a match. Like, if you try and pretend to be something you're not, it's just going to end up falling apart and destroying you later. So you just need to cut it as early as you can and start to narrow down your pool, because every single girl out there has like a lot of options, right? It's not like no girl has no options. Like, it's just like you might not like the options that you have, or you might not be giving them a chance, but they actually might be suitable for you. So you need to be open-minded, and you need to like really be open-minded, because you never know. Like, you never know. Sometimes like the best relationships are formed in the weirdest circumstances with people you'd never ever think you'd be attracted to. And they may be super amazing for your life. So you just got to be open-minded. The other thing is finding the wrong guys and attracting men that are like whatever, acting shady, flaky, saying things, inconsistent, all of this, like ghosting you. These are all kind of like character flaws that you really need to be aware of. So the first and foremost, a lot of girls get hung up on men that ghost them or ignore them. And same for men that get this to happen with women. So the first thing is, because this is such a huge topic at the moment and because it's like considered like normal, I need you guys to understand that this is actually emotional abuse. So just because someone has like put a fancy word on it and people like do it often does not mean that this person is not severely damaged. Like, this can mean one of three things. One, this person is an emotional abuser and has a string or one or someone or whatever of people that they're either going to put through hell emotionally, mentally, and maybe even physically. Like, it's literally, that is a telltale sign. It's like the first sign of an emotional abuser. And it also means, or it also means that they're insecure and they have no experience with women. So they don't know how to use their words. Like, they don't know how to communicate something. If I was ever to want to discontinue communication, or I seen something that I said, okay, I don't want to be a part of this, I don't want to continue being like in touch, maybe we can be friends, but please don't take it the wrong way. This is not going to go down the route that we may have thought it would before. I would send a really like a message to make sure that that person knows I'm not dismissive. I would use my words. And I would say that even if we were just in talking stages, because it's how I am as a person. Even if something's not serious, it is important to understand how you behave and how you show up in life, because no matter what anybody else does to you, it is important that you do not get caught up in negative behaviors and cycles and of getting into traps of abuse and playing games. These kinds of things, they sabotage all these, put walls in front of all the good people. That's one of the main reasons why people can't find good men, or they find all the wrong men. You become used to and familiar with people like this if you let it go on for long enough. The moment you see one thing that you deem as not okay, as a turnoff, a sexual turnoff, it could be just that they follow many girls on Instagram and have no standards for themselves, or they just are very attention-seeking men, so they're in their feminine energy and they're just constantly looking for attention. Or they're ghosting, or they're inconsistent, or they're just unable to like regulate themselves, and they're unable to give you straight answers or be direct or whatever. These are all signs, unless like the guy's before 25 or something and he's just a kid. You need to know that these are signs of somebody that's very unstable. So this is going to cause someone or you problems. You have to pick whether you're going to be that someone, because for me, I would cut that off instantly, because I've never had any emotional abuse in my life and I don't want it. And so the minute I see some really big character flaws like this, tiny little traces of them in the beginning, I will ask that person to just be friends with me, or I will tell them that we can't do this, like in the way that you may be thinking, because maybe I had gotten the wrong idea, and then noticed a couple of things, and I will actually send a message or make a phone call, and I will tell them exactly why I don't want to, you know, be intimate with them, and I don't want to continue and go down that kind of like relationship path, or like, because I've lost attraction. And I think if most females were not so caught up in trends, but were in touch with themselves and their pureness and their nature and their kindness, you would also lose attraction for that. The problem is people are so in touch with themselves that they can't even differentiate between attraction and attachment. When you have allowed non-loving, inconsistent people into your life, or that's been something that's happened in the past, what I have noticed is that you lose value and self-esteem. And when you have no self-esteem and you got no standards, your options are reduced. Even if they're like a lot of men are hitting on you, in your mind, your options are going to be reduced, because your confidence is going to be so low, because you're going to be in fear mode, because your like idea of love and caring is attachment. It's not attraction. There is no, not even a 10-year-old can stand to be ignored. Like, you can just be around kids. They can't stand to be ignored, or anyone putting their attention on another kid. They will like call you out for it, even if they're not your kid. And it's not even like an intimate relationship, obviously, but it's just like a child can tell you when their needs are not being met. The fact that you can get to a stage in your life where you have become attached to like a behavior trait, and it's like familiar to you, but it's not good for you, and you think it's like health, like you think it's like a love kind of thing, means that you need to go and start doing some shadow work. Because if you don't know yourself, and you don't know why you do things, and you don't know why things are not like the same as what you aspire to see on Instagram, and you just can't figure out why you're going wrong, it's usually just a you choices thing. All of my friends I sat with, and they're like, where do you find the nice guys? Like, do you just take them? Like, they just appear in your life. The minute you're out of one relationship, you find a good one. It's not even this. Like, it's not that I find them. They find me. And the thing is, guys are always looking to commit to a woman. They're always looking for the girl. They're always looking for the girl. They will get married early if they find the right girl. The problem is, you have gotten to a point where you're not finding people that are evolved. And when it comes to men that are evolved, they have certain behaviors and certain things that they have to hold themselves accountable to, and certain ways of communicating that they're used to and having to do in their day-to-day lives that also fall into all the other aspects of their life. Like, for example, if a guy, he's been in Forbes, he's got covers of Forbes, and I'm dating him, do I expect this guy to start ghosting me and not communicating correctly? Like, the two of those types of people do not fall into the same bracket. So that never will happen. If they're genuinely good business people and good men, and if they have morals, values, and they're not like in the toxic, emotionally damaged males that have gotten money, these are very different. You need to go into the category of men that are above them. And you're not going to do that unless you do your own work, which is where I'm going to talk about self-accountability. So in this world, you've got to realize, and you've got to be very, very strict with your boundaries and your standards for yourself. My standards are, if he is not treating me like a princess, I'm gone. I literally don't care. I have watched my dad provide for three of us for my whole life. He has done the best he could do for us. He has never, ever, ever, ever like done any of the stuff that's considered normal in the dating pool today. I would never accept this, not even once. Like, if somebody ever walks out on me, this is also for you girls, you will never be upset again after listening to this, that I've been broken up with or ghosted, or somebody has like been in unsure about you or something, or they're like playing you and you're just there, or even if you're sleeping with them, I'm going to talk about that as well. Absolutely no revolving door. This is a standard. Like every single guy that I date, they know this. They know that if I go, it is never going back, ever. I will never, ever, ever go back with anyone. It doesn't even matter if I have kids with them, if I marry them, if anything ever happened where they disrespected me, they're gone. Like, and I will never speak to them again. I am a super good relationship person. I have had friendships for 20 years without any problems. I've had really long-term relationships. There was never abuse. I am growing as a person. I'm evolving. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to better myself all the time. My standards are getting higher and my non-negotiables and things are increasing. And so the people that I meet also have those expectations from me, which I'm fine to give if they're willing, if it's like a win-win situation for both of us. You're not going to find that from men that don't even have self-accountability. So why are you expecting princess treatment, a guy to protect you, a guy to not abuse you, a guy not to ghost you, a guy not to flake on you, a guy that's inconsistent? If he is in a place in his life where he thinks he's doing better than what he really is, it is going to show in his behaviors and how he speaks to other people. How somebody treats anyone in any regard, whether they want someone or not, it doesn't matter. If you are not actually doing the work for yourself and you are not in life at a point of where the guys at the top are, you are going to see this in the man's behavior. You are never going to get princess treatment from him. He is going to be like a man child. I can guarantee you there is some poor girl out there, or there has been, or there's no girl out there and there is mom that has been looking after this guy and babying him because he has not grown up. This kind of immaturity and these kind of behaviors should repulse you, because it's showing you this guy cannot respect you. He cannot respect himself because he has been mothered. So you don't want that in your life. This guy is not an option for dating. This is the type of guy that's going to try and get you to work for him. He's going to try to get a justified exchange like out of you, instead of being in a masculine energy where he's like, this is my princess, I want to look after her, I want to protect her, and then you can just be calm and just be like really nice and just have a great life, and he will never want to hurt you because it will hurt him if he hurts you, you know, that kind of thing. That's what a proper relationship is supposed to be like, not all of the rest of it. So when you start to define what a proper relationship is, you then have your expectation. So once you start seeing these tiny little things, they're not even red flags. They're just literally trash. Okay? There's no such thing as red flags. They literally should not get any of your attention and they need to go. These types of people are blocking you from becoming your best self. You're going to waste energy, time. You definitely do not want to ever think about a man who has not given you anything. If he walks out of your life, or he tries to like play games with you, whatever. If he's not buying you things and he's not treating you, as a female, you need to be in your feminine energy and you need to be in your nurturing energy, and that needs to go into yourself before you can give it out. So you can only meet people as far as you've met yourself. If you cannot give yourself the self-respect to nurture yourself, to know what is good for you, nobody else is going to give it to you. Because for me, I'm never going to be drinking all the time. You need to look at your behaviors. If you're out partying every weekend, people are going to be like, she doesn't mind getting herself wasted every weekend. If that's you, I don't judge you because I don't care. But this is just what people think. So they're going to be like, oh, she doesn't care about getting herself wasted, then going off sleeping with guys. And then just like, it literally is showing people that you don't care. Like, yes, there's a time and place to go to Ibiza and have fun. There's fine. Like, go celebrate, do it, go wild. It cannot be an all-year thing. You need to be accountable to this, because you cannot, like, you need to just think about it. Like, you need to think about, like, you're also, like, a reflection of whoever you're wanting today. And if the guy has, like, multiple businesses and he's, like, doing really well in life, he's going to be around people that, like, he's going to want to bring you around. And if you're somebody that's known as like this girl that's going out sleeping with everyone, he can't commit to you because he's going to be thinking everybody knows this chick as, or half of them have probably slept with you. So I'm not judging you girls, but you have to be realistic. So you need to look at your actions, your behaviors, and you need to understand how to set your expectations and boundaries in alignment with your own behaviors and actions. Because the thing is, you can't lie to yourself, and relationships are the biggest thing that actually holds that mirror up. And to be certain in what you can actually achieve and who you can actually be with and show up for and be around, and the type of commitment someone's going to have to you, it really depends on the type of commitment that you've made to yourself and what you do all year long. Because like, you cannot lie about this. Like, people will find out. You cannot lie about where you've been, what you've done, and all of this stuff. So you need to actually be realistic. And obviously things over time can change and grow, but you do need to kind of like be aware of yourself and do the work, shadow work, because that is a first step to understanding why you're attracting the wrong guys. Where are you meeting them? You're not going to find the men of your dreams. It's very unlikely, but in the middle of a club, you're usually going to find the ones you don't want there. You know what I mean? They're going to be the ones that ghost you. They're going to be the ones that do all the inconsistent stuff, follow 10 million girls. It's just like, that is what you're going to get when you go to those places. But if you're meeting them at business conferences and you're doing things that are like-minded, and you guys can just have a normal, mature conversation, develop a friendship and gradually build a connection into a relationship, probably that's the probably best route for a more long-term, better relationship. It has to have layers, you know? Otherwise, like, it's a very shallow connection. It might not go anywhere. But in order to create those layers, you need to do the work for yourself. So you need to be very, 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 very honest with yourself. And sometimes this can be painful, but it also means it ends here of you getting these crap kinds of guys that don't do anything for you. There are girls that I know, and it's like pulling teeth out to get their boyfriend to buy them flowers. Now, I can date a guy for a week and I will be expecting flowers in that week. If that does not happen, he is getting friend zoned. That's just how it is. I won't ask for anything. I will let him do what he needs to do. But I might not tell him he's friend zoned. I might talk to him. I might be nice to him, but he's friend zoned. Because that's my standard. These men out there get to DM whoever they want. They get to do whatever they want, okay? The least you can do as a woman is to have expectations and boundaries. You need to know where you're drawing the line, because men go out and they go out and they're looking for something, every single man. So every single girl knows that every single guy wants. Why is it not okay for every single girl to go out wanting something back? So it's important to know what you want. Really important. You've got to know exactly what you want, and you got to know exactly what you will and won't tolerate. Because if you do not know where your line is, you're going to allow anyone to cross it, and you're going to be breaking your own boundaries, taking exes back, letting them go off, doing all this kind of stuff. And honestly, that is not love. That just really is not love. Many women do not have self-love, and they think they do, and they're so caught up in all this external stuff that they deem important when they're neglecting themselves and settling for terrible relationships. Men that don't buy you flowers, that don't put effort in, that don't treat you, that don't take you out on good day. It's like, this kind of stuff, my exes would never have done this. They always made the best effort they could for me and took me to the best places that they could. So I value that, because it was the best they could do. It might not have been private jets when I was younger, but guys, you need to like kind of be, if you love them, you know, build up with them. It doesn't always have to be like broken bags. But what I am saying is that in like, don't devalue the effort that a guy can only give you at the moment. If he's doing the very best he can, like, just bear with it. Like, he's building. So don't be like an asshole. Like, don't like devalue a person. Like, be kind, but also understand whether or not like they're actually trying or not. Like, because there is a big difference between trying to benefit themselves, like self-fulfilling trying when they feel like it, and when they want something out of you, or when they need you for something, or they need you to stick around, or they need you to help them heal, or somebody else has rejected them, so they've come back to you to just whatever. I don't know what they do, but I've seen my friends take guys back, and it never ever ends well. And so you just gotta really set those kind of boundaries, first of all. But also, like, boundaries need to be set in every aspect of your life. You can't just like expect people to do things for you when you sit around ordering McDonald's to your house and you don't even look after yourself. Like, you don't go gym, you don't like do your skin, you don't have like structure and routines, and you don't have goals and things like that. You can't just like go and expect like the world from someone when you can't even like do the bare minimum for yourself. Like, it really is like a like you also have to be doing a lot. Like, every metric of your life that you can control, you need to be at least putting effort into, because people will only put effort into you and only should put effort into you if you're actually putting effort into yourself. A lot of people have unrealistic standards and unrealistic like expectations. It's just like entitlement. That's completely different to like having entitlement. Is it's not going to get you anywhere. Like, people are going to like, that's also a situation where people will just take back what they've given you when they realize like it's an empty shell. You need to have a lot of value within yourself. This is from learning, this is from helping people, this is from all the other things that you actually do. Like, you know, I'm not just like saying like don't date shit guys. Like, I'm actually being like, actually like do like get with a person once you're actually at the point of your life where you do deserve it. Like, you can't just live a lie and wonder when it's going to end, because if you already know that, like, yeah, like this is the kind of like treatment I give myself, and he's adding value and a bonus to my life, he's reflecting the type of person that I am, he's beautiful, he's great to me, like he's understanding, he's thoughtful, he's, you know, safe to be with, and he does all the man things that you can't do, like fixes things, and you know what I mean, just like drives and just does all of that. Like, everyone has their preferences, but you know what I mean. And yeah, you know, you then can obviously work, but like, it's just, it's really like, relationships are very difficult, because like people take it very personally, like when they get broken up with or they get rejected. And I think it's just like, there's always a way to do it without like being an actual, like without damaging somebody. But it also is like a big, like, it really does come down to you on like what you allow in your life. Like, I think people like come to realize like it, like a lot of people as well, like they think they can get away with treating new people like they treat an old person. You know, if they like start getting like certain feelings or vibes or something, or you don't know what people's triggers and past is, so you can often be doing something harmlessly and it can come off very differently to another individual. And that's when you're going to start seeing like different kinds of sides to them. And as much as you might want to like them, you have to be realistic with like how they're actually showing up and what they're doing. Because if you can avoid being the target or a victim of any kind of like bad behavior, then I would always opt for that route. And you just kind of got to be like non-idealistic. So the problem with women is we're very emotional, we're so caring, we're so understanding, we're so forgiving, we're all these things. But you need to put your health first. So health first is a boundary of mine that just will never be broken. Happiness and health are the core fundamental values that literally, there is no price, there is no holiday, there is no guy, there's no one or nothing that can really over like put be more valuable. There's like, I'd rather be alone for the rest of my life and be happy than be in a relationship with somebody that does not respect me and is not nice to me and is not consistent and doesn't value add to my life consistently. I really do not see how people can put up with that. Like, I'm just like, how is that even normal? Like, how do you allow that? Like, it's just, I would not be able to function. And so the reality of life is that, like, if you have a health boundary in there, it can't just be like that you're eating healthy and that you go to the gym and then you neglect yourself and like who you're surrounded by. It really, like, you know, your work, even your friendships, your living situation, like different things impact people more than other things, right? So some people, like, I get it, have been brought up in environments that haven't been great, or they've been in relationships that they've put up with. And I do want to say, like, it's not your fault. This is an accountability podcast, but it's not your fault. Like, it's not like I'm saying it's your fault if you've let someone in and they've taken you for granted because you were kind and nurturing and they took that as weakness. What I will say is that you can't, like, you've got to be aware of like what allowing certain behaviors and certain people and certain conversations and certain jokes even, or just anything really, like anything that you deem is unhealthy for you and not making you actually happy, or not like, or maybe is not making you happy but taking away some of your happiness and your peace, you need to think about that and go, what part of me am I neglecting that's allowing this to be okay? Like am I fooling myself? Because like nobody is that forgiving. Like you've just got to be honest with yourself. Like it's not love. Like you got to really figure out, like, do you think that you have other options? Do you think that you're just lazy and you just can't be bothered starting over with someone new? Do you think it's that you just want to avoid doing any work and you just don't want to face the truth? Do you want to live in an idealistic version of hope and pretend and just completely avoid like the reality of like what is actually happening or has happened in the behaviors and actions that were actually done? And 9 out of 10 times, like, doesn't matter what the IQ level is or what someone does or how great they sound in other areas of life, if you neglect yourself, it is the number one way to get people to just lose all respect for you. It really like is something you need to not do. It doesn't mean you're cold, it doesn't mean you're selfish, but it really is going to end in you feeling very miserable and very, it's going to lower your self-esteem a lot. And you're also in a few different ways going to end up lowering the person, even if they think they're in control of you. Like you're going to become in a codependent, low self-esteem kind of situation. I've seen this happen, and you don't want to be in that situation, because you're going to then, if you get single, attract someone that's the same, and it can really go on for your whole life, and that is just not a happy life. Sometimes it's good to just be alone and to pause and to listen to like the real reasons behind like what you were doing, what you're settling for, and to really ask yourself, like, is maybe like, because there's always going to be something that's keeping you. So it could be money, it could be a job, it could be the past history and all the great memories, it could just be the future hope, it could be the family connection, it could be that you're married, it could be the kids, it could be anything. But at the end of the day, like, if you're being mistreated and you know that this thing is not going to, is going to be up and down and like whatever, it's really important to know that that's not normal and that's not healthy. And a lot of people live in relationships where they think it is. And then they go on Instagram and they're like, Instagram's so fake. Like, no relationship is that. No relationship is perfect, and everyone has arguments and everyone has challenging times and people go through sicknesses and all that kind of stuff. And people, like, look, everyone can have some toxic traits. Like, I do too. But it is about get into a place with a partner that you really understand and understands you, and you guys are both willing to compromise and to understand, like, to have a connection where it is so pure that if one hurts the other, you both feel it, and you can kind of really empathize and be very aware of like your actions and behaviors. I always try and get to a stage, to that level of where we are interconnected, where hurting the other person would just make us, each of us, feel really bad. So we kind of consciously communicate, even in times where there's been arguments and stuff. We kind of look at the relationship as like an entity outside of us, and we go, okay, like, how do we work together to deal with? I haven't been the best communicator. These are all learned things very recently, actually, in my newer relationship, and understanding how to like not focus on like our personal thoughts or personal things, because I always used to avoid like relationship conversations. That was my downfall. But now it's shorter, so it suits me, so I'm not like too affected by it, and it doesn't drag on and doesn't like put me in an irritation. But we can still look at it as like a problem and a discussion to have about the entity, which is the partnership and the relationship. Because if we want this thing to work and grow, this thing has to be something we're both on the same team for. And that is how healthy people and evolved men will want to like deal with any challenge. If you're dealing with a guy that's got responsibilities, like proper responsibilities, that and people that they look after and causes that they are, you know, helping and just are extremely good people, basically, they will be used to doing things this way, and they will actually end up teaching you. This is how I know. So I was like, oh, okay, like, this is great, because when you date someone that's much more evolved and much more, like, advanced in, like, problem solving and teams and things like that, it's so good because you can tackle things as a team and you can grow from that. But when you have, like, all these kind of, like, trashy relationship interactions on the way up to trying to find a healthy one, it does have to come down to understanding where you're at first, because, and understanding, like, the changes that you need to make in order to, like, really understand where you're going to fit in terms of commitment, because guys are going to ask you all of your history, and that can be a big factor on whether or not they can fall in love with you. It's just how they are. But the problem with women is that they don't have that list. Like, I don't know why, because we're so emotional that if we end up liking someone, we like them, we just, like, are nurturing and we like them. But you also have to have that other side of your brain on, and you've got to think about their behaviors, and you've got to look at their family, and you've got to look at how they communicate, and you've got to look at, like, their actual work as well. Like, is it a sustainable kind of, like, situation that they've got, or are they just, like, doing all sorts of stuff that's a bit weird and shady? And, like, if you were ever to get pregnant, do you see that as being, like, something that could work and last? And then you also got to look at, like, other life plans that they authentically want. There's a lot that goes into it before you should be able to ever commit to anyone. And then you actually got to figure out whether you guys like doing the same things, going to the same places, they're okay with, like, you doing your hobbies, and you're okay with them working for X amount of time or doing whatever they like to do. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, everyone's still an individual. You should never have to, like, really, like, let yourself go, or, like, be in such a difficult relationship that you have to drop, like, your friends, and you can't do this and can't do that without feeling like they're going to be on your back about it. There's all sorts of things. Like, you need time, you know, and it takes time to develop yourself. So don't rush into it just to have a partner. Actually think about what you want and then examine the situation like you would anything else. Like, you're not going to spend, right? Imagine you spent all your money. You're not going to spend that, all that money on one investment that you think because you feel good about it on the day. You're going to really want to weigh that up, you know? And that's exactly what you should do about friends, about partnerships, like, everything. Otherwise, you're going to be putting your trust into things and your investment, emotional investment, physical investment, time that you can never get back, into someone that's eventually going to make you a worse person, a worse off person. You never want to be in a situation where you leave another person with severe trauma. Like, you don't want to have to heal yourself to the point where you've been attacked, you know, you've been abused, you've been used. Like, these are the types of people that are going to do all of the behaviors. Inconsistency is the first sign. Slow texting, games, all that. You can't allow these people, you can't be consistent with people that are inconsistent with you. You cannot have and develop a connection if they're unwilling to use their words and they instead want to use tactics. These are the types of people, they will try to damage you and they will seek revenge, because for them, a relationship is about what they get. It's not about what the partnership gets. It's different. For them, a business is probably about them making money, them getting the cars, them getting the houses, them getting, like, to show off. It's not about the customers. They don't care. Like, different types of people exhibit different kinds of traits. And you got to figure out which one you want. Because, like, there's categories in every single situation for everyone. And I'm even like this with my friends. Like, I'm like, you know, it really is not hard to be a good person. It's really not. But because you been subjected to the bad people, you're gonna have a, like, it's kind of like if somebody says something about, like, see a yellow car or whatever, you're gonna see, like, yellow cars all the time. Or, like, if someone was like, oh, you know, like, even if you're, like, going to buy a car, for example, like that, you're gonna see, like, all that same car that you're thinking of buying. Like, it's, like, everywhere suddenly. It's just like that. Like, it also happens with people. Like, familiarity, or, like, something that we've been thinking about, usually will manifest to us, or particularly whatever we are. So if you're drawing negative behaviors out of even people, or you're finding that a lot of the good people tend to distance themselves from you, I'm not saying to beat yourself up, But I am saying to do some work and figure out like what you are putting out into the world. Where's your energy at? Where are you grateful? Where are you working? And how are you showing up? Because it really is like very difficult to explain, but everything kind of does hold a vibration without going into spiritually, but it does. Like, it's like we're all like in the same universe, but we all live such different lives. But then there's categories of types of lives everybody lives. And you've got to understand, like, when you examine this, like, everyone in one category all think the same. So it's kind of like you got to really, and they act the same, more or less, not in every way, but in a lot of ways. And I'm not talking about those like guys like Harvey Weinstein, like those guys with power. There's a lot of successful people out there as well that have money. They're not successful though. They're like bad people that have just gotten power, but they've like done bad things. That's a different category. I'd put that in like psychopath. But you probably will never meet those types of people, you know? And it's kind of like the bar under, a few under that, where they're not, they're just like decent, you know? They're like evolved, confident, low-key kind of, usually as well. Like all the most successful guys are usually quite low-key. And yeah, they're just going to treat you properly. So you got to like be somebody that goes out treating people properly in order to get that. I don't just like randomly find good relationships and good guys. It's like I just will not tolerate ever. Like there's no chance I can be attracted to a bad boy. Like I just cannot find it in me. My soul's like, that's disgusting behavior. Like I literally could never be with them. Even guys that I friend zoned that, like, I know their moms, like, they're a bit of, like, they've dated, like, half the girls that I know. They always seem to have problems. I talk to them about their problems sometimes, and they'll come to me, and they're like, oh, you know, this happened and that happened, and there's always some sort of drama after a year or so, and someone gets kicked out of the house, and then, you know, all this kind of police are called. I do know about it. Like, I am exposed to, like, I see it, I hear about it, but I don't get involved in it. Like, but I do not close myself off from it. Like, I know what's going on. It's just funny because, like, the same people end up in the same types of relationships, going for the same people, and the same behaviors are exhibited, you know? The same situations occur. And then I always say, like, and then they try and hit on me, and I'm like, there's no chance. Like, we can be friends, but, like, I just ignore it because, like, that's just not my type. But, like, I get it. They can still be nice people, but, like, you need to, like, see the warning signs. Like, I can just see it in, like, their walking style. It's just so easy for me. Like, they walk different even. They stand different. They just are different. Like, everyone's different. There's little categories that you got to put people into, and you got to figure out where you're going to feel most comfortable. Like, it literally would be impossible for me to get with somebody that was a bad person, because I just can't, you know? Like, I would literally rather go homeless, like, than have a rich, bad partner. Like, I wouldn't care. So you got to, like, really think about what you value most within yourself. Mine is my happiness, my health, my emotions, like, have to be heightened. Like, I need to feel safe. I need to know where I'm living. I need to, like, have a home base everywhere I go. Like, I could never date someone that was, like, all over the place, unorganized, was not homely. Like, I need to have home bases, like, everywhere I go. I need to have my little setups, you know. They need to be quite thoughtful for me. And I think everyone's high maintenance if they've really thought about, like, their actual, like, needs. But a lot of people just won't voice them because, like, they think they're asking for too much. When men actually that are really good at providing, and they want to do, like, they will, like, they'll do it without you even asking. Like, they'll just pick up on little things about you, and they will just have it there, literally. Like, that is how normal guys act, like normal good ones. And yeah, that's pretty much like what I do. So it's all about your standards, about your self-accountability first. Like, you cannot be entitled, and you cannot just like expect princess treatment if you like, you like, just for the sake of it, because you're a girl. You really don't, you like, that is just a recipe for disaster. You're gonna have someone that's like gonna control you. You gotta look at like categories of people. You got to look at your history and how you can like better that. And then you've got to look at areas and character flaws in people. You just got to really be examining yourself and others properly, and you got to give it time. You're never going to figure someone out in even a few years, basically. And the final one is, to never, ever, ever date a guy, seriously, if they have not been single away from their main ex for a year. I've seen women jump into relationships with guys that are just relationship hopping, and I just cannot understand on any level how that could actually be an authentic, godly, perfect match. Like, they haven't even had a few months to themselves to be single and to explore and to get over the breakup. Breakups take a while. They should take time to do their inner work, look at all their mistakes, learn how to detach and let go and be independent and man up. These men that cannot, and they try and rebound, or they try and have a backup option, also going to be terrible, going to cause you problems down the line. Make sure they're single and evolving and working on themselves, and ask questions about this straight away. If you do not know their relationship history and they're not willing to talk about it, you need to know how long they've been single and whether or not they're in contact with their ex. If they're still hung up in their ex, you get a sense of that, you need to cut it off straight away. Men take forever to get over their exes if they don't seriously make the decision themselves, and they don't do it in like a nasty fashion. They do it in an appropriate fashion. They understand this is not the person they want to marry for X amount of reasons. They can figure that out for themselves, but that time in healing and that time in evolving needs to be done. You can never, ever, ever fall in love with a guy. You cannot let yourself get into a relationship with a guy that has not been away from his ex for at least 6 to 12 months. I don't care. Like, it for me, I would be like, attraction gone. I cannot understand. Like, that is just like a joke, in my opinion. Fine if it's a casual dating situation, but not. Sorry. That's where I'm going to end it. And I hope from here on out, guys, you end up finding your perfect guy. Stop attracting all the losers. Bye.